You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, kid.
So let's play. Let's meet the players representing for the women today. It's Megan. Good morning, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad you called.
What do you do?
I'm currently a stay-at-home mom. I was a teacher, but I started listening to you guys when I was probably fifth grade, probably about Jeremy's age, so middle school. So I'm excited to be on.
Wow.
First time
on. That's a long time.
It is,
it's very,
sure.
Very nice of you. And you have the hardest job in the world being a stay-at-home mom, so thank you for doing
that. Well, thank you. Just drop the kids off at school, so now...
Well, now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Pack for our trip, so...
Okay.
Never end.
Where are you going?
Tell us now.
We're headed to Big Sky to have a ski adventure this weekend.
Oh, how fun.
How cool is that?
That's really great. Sounds expensive.
Well, my brother-in-law ski patrol up there, so it helps.
Oh, that's nice.
She knows
to have
a guy.
That's good.
That's the thing. You got to know a guy. I know a guy.
Exactly.
Got a guy. We're related.
Exactly.
You know, it means the world to us that you have listened for so long, Megan, and you've never played Boys Against the Girls, eh?
Never. I've always tried to call in, and I've never been able to get through.
Well,
so,
good. I wanted
some
freshies today, so that's good. Hey, real quick, what's the best thing about the show, in your opinion?
I just love the banter. I mean, I was listening when it was Dom and Jane, and now Dom and Jeremy. I just love to hear you guys talk and your opinion. I don't know. I just love...
The witty banter, huh? Okay, so
then the opinions. She likes the opinions,
that's good.
Jeremy.
What's the worst
now
part?
Now the flip side.
What's the worst?
Honestly, I don't think I haven't had any complaints. I've turned you on every single morning, so I haven't had any complaints.
Yeah, you have. Well, thank you.
Wow,
that's very nice of you.
See, that she can complain
about awfully nice
that.
Of you.
Come on, Jeremy. Well,
you wanted opinions.
Yeah,
there you
got one.
There you go.
You are adorable. Thank you for listening for so long. Let's see who you're going up against. Is this dude Dave? Dave, you've never played the game before?
No, I have. I played it. It's been a few years, but yes, I have.
He didn't listen to the request at
all. I thought the rules would have to be somebody who's never played before.
Come on, Dave.
Didn't you have a nickname for the other...
Okay? The other Dave that called a little bit ago? It was Damn It Dave. Damn It Dave?
Well, now what do we
let it slide? I mean, we're ready to rock here. Oh. Let's just let it slide.
The rules were you can't call today if you've ever played before, and then Dave called.
Did you win before, Dave, or did you lose?
Dave.
I plead the fifth.
So he won. Dave.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say. I love you. Thank you for listening. But today we wanted people who have never played before, okay?
Don't be mad.
That's all right.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye,
okay,
Dave.
Bye-bye.
Damn it, Dave.
So now we need a dude.
Now we need guys.
Who has never played before. Otherwise, Megan just gets the point, the prize. The girls go up 4-0. All we're looking for is a guy who can follow the rules.
303-691-1649. Call us right now.
Look, you're a former teacher, Megan. You know, look, he's got to be able to follow rules, right? Crisscross applesauce.
Man.
Is Josh not going to answer these lines?
No, they're ringing. I don't know what
he's
doing.
Are we just
going
to answer one here? Just grab line five real fast. Let's just grab line five just randomly. Hi, good morning. Who is this?
It's Kirk.
Oh, boy.
Kirk, have you ever played this game before?
Never.
Are you dying to play?
What's that? Oh, honestly.
Honestly. Mm. All right. I guess we'll go with you.
Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you right now, Kirk?
This is falling apart.
Well, I had my directions going. I can turn them off.
Oh, boy.
Just get on your regular phone there, Kirk. Just put the phone up to your mouth. No Bluetooth or...
Oh, boy.
iPods or anything like that.
Okay, bud. I will get that.
No. Megan, I think you have an answer now for the worst part of the show. It's happening right before our eyes. It's just going down right now.
However, I will
point out. The ship is sinking.
I do need to point this out. One of the things that we do hear from people is that they like the fact that our show is raw and it's live. Well, this is not pre-recorded like a lot of other morning shows. This is just...
We do not record calls.
This is all as it's happening. Kirk, did you ever figure out how to get off your speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm off of it.
All right, he's ready to do this. Better. What do you do for a living, buddy?
I do work for a nonprofit.
Okay, what does that nonprofit do?
Conservation. Does conservation work in Colorado?
What are you working on right now?
I have an appointment over here with some people at 9 o'clock, and I'm meeting a guy earlier to do some.
No, Kirk.
I got an appointment over here with some people and a guy.
I mean, what project? Like, are you cleaning out garbage at Chatfield?
No,
I mean, what are you working on right now?
We're putting in conservation. We're putting in wetlands and conservation, raising money for conservation here in Colorado.
Say conservation one more time.
Conservation.
Thank you, sir. Good job with that wetland work.
You betcha.
All right, here's how this game works. I am going to ask Conservatory Kirk some questions that women probably more likely to know. Jeremy will ask Megan some questions that dudes are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll not only get the prize, but they'll get a point for their side because we're very competitive. We keep score monthly. So far in April, the boys haven't even scored a point yet. The girls are up 3-0. I'm going to have to look at the calendar and see what that does. Like, is today already a deciding day? 1, 2, 3. We have 4 games left after today for this month. Jeremy, if Megan wins today, the girls can do no worse than a tie.
Okay. All right, Megan. A little bit of pressure.
Yeah. All right.
We also alternate who goes first, and the girls have the honors today, so Megan is up.
Sweet Megan, what Super Mario Brothers character wears purple overalls and a yellow shirt and is a direct rival to Mario?
Take a guess. Hurry.
I don't know. I don't know.
Flip that M upside down. His name is Wario.
Oh
snap.
Over to Kirk we go. Hey, Kirk, you ever heard of Kelly Ripa? Kirk.
He fell in a wetland.
Kirk,
did we lose you?
Yes.
Oh, what took so long? What are you doing?
Oh, you know, you guys are so... Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Did you put us back on your Bluetooth again?
You guys are so good that I decided to call in because I'd never played, and I shouldn't have because I try to multitask. I'm trying to meet a guy, and it's not fair to you guys. I love listening to you.
Wait, Kirk, you're bailing out?
Kirk, go have a great day, buddy, okay? Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
I love you guys.
Okay, bye.
We love you back, Kirk. We love you. We don't care who knows. I'm about ready to give the point to the girls today.
Do we get another guy?
Let me ask Megan. Megan, should we try a third time for a guy? This is not putting the men in a favorable light right now.
This
Can
is
I
horrible.
Just say that?
This is embarrassing.
It's not putting men in a very good light right
this
now.
This is very awkward for us.
It is.
Yes.
Did you come to compete?
I'm a competitor, but with a mind bender, we said like men who are intelligent, right? Who have their maybe we could ask someone.
So your request is for an intelligent man.
Direction. Yes.
A direct request from Megan for an intelligent man right now.
And I might regret this when I bring on
Yeah, what if the guy wins now? Look, I've written down Dave, and I've crossed it out. I wrote down Kirk. Now I'm crossing it out.
Who else we got?
Who are we going with now, Jeremy?
Josh is trying. Billy, is it Billy?
Do we want Billy, or is it going to be another
Let's give Billy a
failure?
Shot. Hi, Billy.
Hey.
Are you intelligent?
I am intelligent.
You're not going to bail out on us halfway through, are you?
No.
Because you're meeting a guy
about a thing,
wetland.
About a thing near the place.
No Bluetooth, no meeting anyone.
No speakerphone.
And you've never played before.
No, I've never even tried to call before.
Okay. All right. I think this might be good. Well, now you can't give him the question that you already asked, though, Dom, because he heard
it
already.
No, I didn't ask the question, though. I didn't ask the actual question.
You didn't? I thought you did.
Mm-mm. No, I just said, do you know who Kelly Ripa is?
I knew Wario.
Yeah, that's right. You knew Wario? Well, again, that's a guy question.
You're supposed to know that one. All right. So I scratched out Dave. I scratched out Kirk. Now I've written in Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Okay, Billy. Have you ever heard of Kelly Ripa?
Yes.
Okay. Kelly Ripa is actually married to her new co-host. What's his name?
Oh, my God. I know
Take
him.
A guess.
It's Mark something.
Ooh.
I need more.
You got half of it.
I can't.
You got to do the whole Mark Consuelos.
It's his name.
It's the way
so
you say
cool.
it. Mark
I'm
Consuelos.
I'm jealous of his name. I wish my name was Mark Consuelos.
Mark Consuelos.
Do I get a half point?
No, you get nothing, Billy.
No.
You didn't know Consuelos.
Consuelos.
Mark Consuelos.
What is wrong with you?
I know.
You'll never forget Mark Consuelos now.
We used
ever.
To be on a soap opera together.
That's right.
That's
he was
right.
on All My Children. Yeah. All My Children. I could have asked that question.
What's his full name, Billy?
Mark Consuelos.
There you go.
There you go.
You don't say it very sexy like, though.
Say it like we do.
Say Consuelos.
Mark Consuelos.
Yeah, so you can get a deep voice. And very nice.
You'll never forget it. Billy, I'm glad you got through to play, okay? Here we go. Back to Megan. It's still 0-0.
Sweet, Megan. In baseball, the player that is batting cleanup is typically what number batter in the lineup?
Cleanup is usually fourth.
Ding, ding,
ding. That is right.
Typically fourth.
By the way, the Rockies blew another game last night.
Whoa.
Or yesterday afternoon.
Lucky
actually.
Game.
Drew Barrymore, Billy. Drew Barrymore is an art teacher with amnesia in what popular rom-com? What's the name of it?
I have no idea. Nope, not a rom-com guy.
It's Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
It's called 51st Dates.
Ah,
51st
nuts.
Dates.
Oh, come on.
Come on, what? That's the movie. What do you mean, come on?
It's a good movie. What kind of movies do you like, Billy?
Old ones.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a theater in 20 years, so...
Well, it's a good thing you called the play.
They don't probably want you in there either, Billy.
Yeah, they may not.
I have a feeling you're on some sort of list. Your picture is up in the break room, I think.
He's the guy sitting alone in the back back row.
All cameras on Billy.
Okay, listen, here's where we stand with this. Megan, if you get this, you win the game. If you miss it, Billy is going to have a chance to send it to overtime.
Batter number four.
Are you still there, Megan?
I am. No pressure.
I want to thank you so much for your patience today.
Yeah, she's been terrific.
You've been a real trooper.
Yeah, so let's see if you win the game or not.
Megan, the Krusty Krab is a restaurant you'd find on what TV show?
I believe that's SpongeBob SquarePants.
I believe that'd be correct.
You know, the game is so
over.
Oh.
It's over. It's over.
The truth
Beaten
is...
and bruised.
This game was over about 20 seconds into it. This was before Billy even called. When we started 12 minutes ago, this game was over.
Disaster.
You know what I mean?
Total disaster.
But Billy, you're a good sport. Are you ready to take your medicine?
I'll take it.
All right.
Girls rule.
Boom.
Billy, go have a great day. Thank you for being a good sport, my friend, okay?
Sure, man. All right.
Bye, Billy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Megan. I'm sorry.
Girls rule.
They so rule today.
They
you don't
totally
even know.
Rule. Oh, my God.
They rule the rest of the month.
It was embarrassing for the dudes today. Let's
That's
do
all right. It was we started fun talking with you guys.
We had a blast talking with you. We're just a little disappointed, you know, that it took so much effort to even get a game going. It's like when you want to play a baseball game, you only got eight guys, and you don't have the ninth. You're like, hey.
Hey, what's going on? Well, congrats, Megan. Go live your life now, okay?
Well, thanks. Have a good morning, boys.
Wait a minute. Don't hang up yet. There's a couple things we got to tell you. One, you put the girls up 4-0, so the girls can do no worse than a tie here in the month of April. And secondly, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
All right, thanks.